Color of Water by James McBride is a beautiful story about a black man and his relationship with his white mother. The text emphasizes his mother's, Ruth's life in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. He covers his own memories with his mother during the 1960s through the 1990s. Throughout James's early life, the divide between black and white people was still visible. James and his 11 siblings are ridiculed for being black and having a white mother from both white and black people. James's mother is also looked down upon by black and white people for being a white woman with black children. The story takes place in many different places, but during James's early life, the family is living in New York City, and James spends most of his adolescence in New York or in Queens. Throughout the 1960s, the civil rights movement is going on, playing a large part in James's early life as a child. The movement focuses on African American rights and the theme of black power in early chapters. The Black Power movement also focused on the support of rights and political power for black people, which was increasingly prominent in the 1960s and 70s. This text does emphasize a historical focus, emphasizing the issues of the civil rights movement and how it affects James and his family. The story focuses on James's struggle with his racial identity and his background. The plot focuses on the hardships of James's mother, with taking care of 12 children on her own and her memoirs from early life as a Jewish woman born in Poland. The hardships James has to face is also a prominent part of the plot with having a white woman as a mother. On page 21 of chapter 4, entitled Black Power, James states, "When I was a boy, I used to wonder where my mother came from, how she got on this earth. When I asked her where she was from, she would say, 'God made me,' and change the subject. When I asked her if she's white, she'd say, 'No, I'm light-skinned,' and change the subject again." This quote shows the confusion James has with himself and his mother, and how foreign his mother seems to him since she's white. On page 23 of the same chapter, James and his brother Richie have a conversation about James being adopted. When James stayed up, waiting for his mother to come home from work, he asked her, "You're not adopted," his mother said. "So you're my real mother?" James questions his mother in disbelief, wondering if his mother is his real mother. On page 22, he says, "Mommy, after all, did not really look like me. In fact, she didn't look like Richie or David or any of her children for that matter." This quote exemplifies how James thinks of himself and his mother. It shows how James struggles with his mother being different than he is, and how the struggle with his racial identity will be a large theme throughout the story.